Chicago. This is your morning routine.
Put some respect on my name.
Cap and J-Hood.
That's right. That's right. We're bad.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app and on FM 100.3 HD2 and on ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Bring them out. Bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Oh, yeah. Welcome in to the Captain J Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000. And we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. We got Shay, we got Jay Moore, we got you for a three-hour ride on this Waddle Wednesday. One open phone line for you, 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. And Cap, we're just a day away now from the NFL draft and the Bears in their attempt to chase greatness by getting a franchise quarterback in a man that we really, really think that can make a difference for this football team in Caleb Williams. However, Cap, it's more than just Caleb Williams coming to Chicago. Caleb Williams is already in the news before he even puts on his new suit. He's already in the news. He and Ryan Poles and maybe a teammate that he might want to curry favor with.
Yeah, Caleb came out yesterday and tweeted about being on the same flight from L.A. to Detroit with Rome Odunze. Y'all, look who was on my flight. And then Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network dropped this nugget. Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze didn't just take the same flight to Detroit for the draft. I'm told Odunze recently caught balls from Williams, who was also throwing with Bears wide receivers Keenan Allen and DJ Moore.
Oh.
Now, thanks, Greeny. As I read that and hear from some people around the situation, it does not sound like all three were on the field together working out. He's been throwing with Rome, and he's been throwing when he was in town. I think he threw a little bit to DJ Moore and Keenan Allen.
In case you missed that, that's why we're just telling you that story, is because you can see that Caleb Williams getting acclimated to eventually becoming a Chicago Bear.
Right, like Ryan Poles said, I'm not ready to say anything yet. You got to wait till Thursday. And then he started laughing.
Yes.
Because it's done. It is done. I had a friend of mine text me yesterday. Do you think there's any chance? No. There's no chance. There's no curveball coming. That's who they're getting. That is their guy. We did have a little bit of breaking news 1 minute ago from Adam Schefter, Bears related. Mm-hmm. Chicago Bears have now signed assistant GM Ian Cunningham to a contract extension, but he is still expected to be one of the top GM candidates in the next hiring cycle. So it's Ryan doing a solid for his guy. Hey, man, great work. We're in this position. We've turned around. Poles quote, we'll get to it, about the how hard it'll be to make the roster. So now he's taking care of his guy.
You know, through all the months leading into the draft this week, Cap, there have been so many people on the outside of the Chicago Bears circle, NFL experts, writers, pundits, all these people that like to be able to say, you know, the Chicago Bears will find a way to get this wrong. Mm-hmm. Or Caleb Williams will not be a Chicago Bear because the Bears will stick with Justin Fields. Or, you know, it's the Bears because if it's a draft or if it's free agency, the Bears will always come up short. And by the way, that reputation in the past has been earned. Because all you can do is go by the history of a ball club that did not have a guy in name as far as a pro personnel person, Cap. They didn't have a general manager in name for a long time.
After they fired Jerry Vanisi, the late Jerry Vanisi, in the late 80s. Mm-hmm. That was Mike Ditka's guy. Mark Hatley, rest in peace, was in charge of player personnel. There was Rod Graves. Yes. There was a number of different people around the process.
Mm-hmm. But in general manager name was a rumor.
From late 80s until they hired Jerry Angelo in like 03.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't. You're right. They did not have a general manager.
Well, the reason why I only bring it up, Cap, is because when we see people over our shoulders here NFL experts, former players, and they talk about the Chicago Bears. Hey, the past reputation is sound. When you say the Bears are going to screw this up or the Bears are not a good organization, well, in the past, that is the case because we talk so much about a number of teams here in this city that are run still like a mom-and-pop shop. I mean, a wealthy mom-and-pop shop, but as far as the infrastructure, run like the 1970s.
That's correct.
Run like the 1980s.
That's correct.
And so I think that that perception still is out there for some about the Chicago Bears. However, if you're looking to take a deep dive at the Blue and Orange, you know that things have changed. Ryan Poles comes in and says, I'm going to level the franchise. Something you and I have never seen. Bears fans have never seen before. We've seen a lot of bad teams. But as far as saying, you know, all these salaries, no, you didn't win with these big names. We're going to take them off the roster.
Correct.
So now we're going to go from 3 wins. We're going to go to 7 wins and build. You're 10-24 under Matt Eberflus, and now here you are. You got yourself in a position to have not just one, but 2 first-round draft picks, 2 number-one picks. And now here comes Caleb Williams coming in here tomorrow. It just shows you that the mom-and-pop shop is closed in Lake Forest. It's closed, Cap.
Correct.
It used to be something, look at mom-and-pop. I'm going to steal the little penny candy right there. And then at the end of the year, they say, well, we're lost money. How did we lose money? Because people were stealing from you. The kids were stealing from you.
Right.
Like athletes were stealing from the Bears. Right?
Right.
So, but things have changed, though, Cap, in this regard.
It was never that the Bears wouldn't spend money in recent times. Mm-hmm. Maybe back when the late Mike McCaskey was running things and they let Wilbur Marsh. That's 30 years, 40 years ago. They spent. Oh, Julius Peppers, number one guy in free agency, $92 million. Charter a plane. Let's go get him.
Mm-hmm.
Khalil Mack, we can acquire. Got to give him $142 million, the richest defensive contract at the time in the history of the league. Yeah, write the check. It was not that they were cheap. That was an old axiom that was not accurate.
Yes.
They did not know what they were doing in the hiring process of GMs and coaches. They did not know what they were doing in trying to build. And Ryan Poles, through Bill Polian, got to give him some credit. He was one of the key guys in the hiring process, said, you don't have any blue chippers or very few, and you need 10 to 12 blue chip players, not just good ones, blue chip. That's a blue chip guy.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, you've added a bunch of those really good players. And Pohl said yesterday, it's going to be really hard to make our roster, and that's a good thing. This is a quick rebuild now. He did this fast. And if Caleb Williams is who I believe he is, who you believe he is, mm-hmm. who many analysts believe he is, we're getting ready to buckle in here on the home of the Bears to a hell of a run.
You could just tell that this is not the mom-and-pop shop anymore, Cap, just based on the free agency here in the offseason. You upgrade at running back. You got upgrade at wide receiver. You got an extra tight end. You added to the offensive line. You got a free safety. We haven't talked a lot about Bayard only because I think you and I and many Bears fans are confident about the secondary post Eddie Jackson, the linebackers. Now you just going to have to work in trying to fill in the rest of the pieces, like your defensive line and your offensive line. Again, this is not a complete team yet, but you can see that they're building toward in the right direction, building in the direction of trying to be a perennial playoff team. That's what it comes down to. Remember I asked, I think it was Albert Breer earlier this week. I think I asked him, Cap, about the NFC North. I said, where do you place the Bears amongst the best in the NFC North? And he believes that the Bears are going to be in contention. And because Detroit, he says, the class, Green Bay's good, and he believes the Bears will take a step. And rightfully so. Building the way you are, you should be able to take another step.
No question about it.
Mm-hmm.
No question about it. They should be a playoff team. If Caleb Williams is what we all believe he is, this is not some, all right, got to give him 3 years to figure things. No, sorry. It's time to win. Let's go. Not telling you they're going to go 14-3. I'm not telling you they're going to beat the Chiefs 46-10 in the Super Bowl, but I'm telling you they better be a damn competitive football team.
And 46-10 has a ring to it, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
It certainly does.
Super Bowl 20.
What were your nerves like? 85. Where did you watch the Super Bowl?
I came back from, I was coaching.
Yeah.
So I left Northern, drove home to my house, my parents' house.
Mm-hmm.
My brother was in college. He came back from college. and my parents had people over. And I remember, I could tell you where I was sitting, in their family room of their old, old house. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting on the floor because there was probably 30 people there. And remember, I think Peyton fumbled.
Yeah.
And they the Patriots kicked the field goal.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
It's 3-0. When he fumbled, I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, here we go. Chicago sports. And then it was over.
Yeah, just like that. I remember watching with my parents in the and my sister in the back room, because that's where the TV room was, in the back room. And the one memory I have, not only that the Bears won the Super Bowl, I remember going to the front door during one of the commercials, just to stick my head out the front door and listening to nothing. No traffic in the streets, Cap.
Nothing.
We lived on a busy street where you could hear with the cars going by. You heard nothing. Nobody was on the streets on the south side.
Everyone was watching that game.
Bar, tavern, lounge, home, wherever they were. I just noticed this, like, wow, it's almost like a ghost town because everyone was watching the Bears. That's what I remember. A Dick Enberg and a Merlin Olsen broadcast on NBC. And I just said, boy, this is amazing. Everyone's captivated over the Chicago Bears. Well, you know, Ryan Poles is the general manager for the Chicago Bears. He talked about a number of things. That dinner that we've referenced last couple of days, mm-hmm. a dinner with Caleb Williams and some of the Bears. What do you learn about the dinner with the current Bears?
I think it just confirmed a lot of the information that we got. Kind of testing where his football understanding is. That part, you know, getting him with the coaches, that was a very positive interaction there. And then getting him with some of our players, that's important to us. We're in a really good place with our culture and our locker room. As much as I can, I want those guys a part of the process of building this team. I trust their feedback. And, you know, I think that chemistry is really important. So that's why we did that.
Does he trust the feedback of Caleb Williams and say, hey, man, I was just throwing the football with Roma Dunze. What do you think?
Oh, there's no question they've all talked through every scenario.
Uh-huh.
But again, if Joe Alt is on the board and attainable, how do you not take a left tackle?
With the ninth pick.
They take Joe Alt? I mean, we know
with the first pick
what the Bears will do.
Right.
But you're saying it that
with the ninth pick.
I just don't think he's there at nine. I don't. Now, if you're prepared to move up to go get, you know, Marvin Harrison or Neighbors or Odunze if you have to, you might want to think about that bookend for Darnell Wright.
Mm-hmm.
Like he won the Brian Piccolo Award yesterday for the rookie.
I love Brian.
And then
Piccolo.
TJ Edwards won it for the veteran.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like being great in the community and just a great representative of the Chicago Bears. And I'm looking at Darnell Wright at that luncheon yesterday. He's standing up there. Dude, the guy can block out the sun.
Yes, he can.
He's a monster.
Yep.
Like, I don't know what he's been doing in the offseason other than training with our guy Olin or whatever he's been doing. But, oh, my goodness. He's a beast. Can you imagine having an equally beastly-like guy at left tackle? And I kick Braxton inside because Tevin hadn't shown yet that he can play 17 games. Nate Davis didn't do that last year. You're going to need more depth. You get a bookend pair of tackles that are there for a decade? Huh. That's hard to turn down. But again, I don't think Joe Walt's there. I think he's well off the board. So do you go get the shiny toy in the receiver room? I told you yesterday, I think that they have a definite need for a wide receiver.
You're talking about at the...
With the ninth pick.
Yes.
With the ninth pick, yes.
Correct.
Okay. Goodell's here for us, by the way, anytime you need him.
I called Roger last night. I said, hey, man, can you just keep saying ninth pick and then send a file over to Jay Moore?
Yeah, so just in case, if you ever need him.
With the first pick. With the ninth pick.
So he's there for you, in case you need him.
Thanks, Roger.
Well, Cap, I don't know if you saw Jonathan Jones, CBS Sports, was reporting that the Bears, per sources, have narrowed it down. It's going to be a wide receiver or a pass rusher. That would take Joe Alt off the board for you.
Yeah, and I don't think he'll be there.
That's okay.
That's fine.
But Cap,
now, there are people that are in the know that I read yesterday, followed, listened to, that said if Brock Bowers is there, he is in their little blue level player. There's like three or four guys, and Brock Bowers is one of them. How would you feel about that?
I mean, look, I mean, who are you talking to?
He's a unicorn.
So who are you talking to?
Right.
You're talking to me.
Yeah.
Of course I love Brock Bowers. He's more of a receiver than tight end. But he's got the soft hands, and I watch every snap of him at Georgia, so I know how good he is and what he can be. He's the ready-made product today. It's not one of these products. No, today he's ready.
What was his?
Today.
How fast is he?
Oh, that doesn't matter. Hey, Cap, do you want a short-handed tight end or not? It actually is more of a receiver than a tight end. That's Brock Bowers. He is that guy.
Right. Like, is he Travis Kelce? Is he George Kittle?
Bowers did not run a 40 at the combine. He has incomplete RAS, the relative athletic score.
Well, you know what that means. He's got good hands.
That's right.
That's good enough. That's what I saw in Georgia. It's all right, Cap. Don't worry about the speed.
Yeah, his prospect grade from NFL.com, production score at the combine, 99. Tight end rank first. 86 athleticism, third. Total score, 96. Number one at his position. And he is a 6.71 on the scale, which is considered year one starter.
Yeah.
Starter.
Yeah. Don't worry about that. You know why you don't worry about the speed with Brock Bowers? Because of that elite downfield blocking that opened the holes for him. He's fine. Don't worry. He's ready to play today.
He's 243 pounds.
Yeah.
6'3", 243. And everything I've read is he's much more of a pass catcher that you could get down the field like Kelce does and could develop his blocking, but absolutely is a beast.
As a blocker, nothing. Didn't have to. So, I mean, when you are a ready-made team in a championship-level club, you don't have to worry about that kind of development because you got someone that will block for you. Two tight end sets, or you got offensive line. You got plenty that can help you. Bowers is just the real deal. There's no doubt. Whoever gets him is going to get a real find and a real diamond at that position. No question about that.
Right. So this is what NFL Network says about him. He does not have Kyle Pitts' freaky measurables,
no. So
he may not carry the same grade, but he's going to keep doing what he's doing now because the way he plays translates.
Don't worry about him, pal.
And supposedly he's in their blue level, the highest level prospect. Now, did they take him at 9? I don't think so, but who knows?
How good was he? Waddle wanted him as a freshman.
He did. I remember that.
So that's how
I remember
he
that. He's, again, yeah, much more of a receiver.
Yes.
So we'll see.
Yes. What's your dream pick and nightmare pick in the draft for the Bears tomorrow? So let's get your thoughts. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776. Jump in our Bears discussion as we're a day away from the NFL draft. Your dream pick and your nightmare pick in tomorrow's draft. From your standpoint, also still to come, some thoughts from Ryan Poles. Had a lot to say about this upcoming draft. We'll hear from Ryan and your thoughts as we move forward here on the Home of the Bears, Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000.
Cap and Jay Hood are back.
We are back, baby. We are back. We're back. Classic.
On Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
It's the Captain J Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Here's hoping that you're going to have a great Wednesday, a Waddle Wednesday here on the Captain J Hood Morning Show. I'd like to remind you to check out YouTube as well, youtube.com. Look for the Captain J Hood channel on YouTube as well as the ESPN Chicago channel. YouTube and Twitch brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Let's go Sports Bar. We've been talking about the Bears.
My buddy Phil just texted in. My buddies Phil and Shane, who you know, he just texted me and said, yeah, his last 40 time that he ran, Bowers ran a 4.48.
Don't worry about it.
That's hauling.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, when you have open terrain, Cap, of course, you can run as fast as you want.
Georgia plays Vanderbilt every week.
That's not true.
Pretty close.
No, that's not true.
Never seen a team with a schedule like that.
Hey, Cap, You play what's on their schedule, don't you?
Yes, you'll play Morehead State. Then you have a tough road game at Vanderbilt. And then you get 2 weeks off before Georgia Tech. Oh. And then you'll finish with Central Florida.
Yeah, you mispronounced Alabama there.
Ever play them unless it's in the playoff.
No, I'm talking about that's Alabama's schedule you're talking about.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. I don't know what you only play. And by the way, there's nothing like giving back, right? Don't you give back? Don't I give back? Okay, that's Georgia giving back to a SWAC school or a MEAC school. Here's for your gym. There's $500,000.
Just let
there's a million.
Beat your you know what?
Yep. 312-332-3776 cell phone number. But by the way, when the bell rings though, in those playoffs in the national championship, what usually happens as of late? Georgia answers the bell.
Michigan.
Oh, please. Please. Let's go to the phone lines and talk to you. I want to talk a little bit about the dream pick and the nightmare pick in tomorrow's draft. Well, the dream pick, it starts with Caleb Williams at one.
Mm-hmm.
But at nine, I've been saying it for weeks that I would prefer for the Bears to get more picks at nine. But if not, you've got to be able to address the following. You have to take a look at wide receiver. You have to look at the defensive line. You have to look at the offensive line. I think here's the thing. At nine, I don't know if there's a swing and a miss.
At nine?
With those three selections, defensive line, the other side of Montez Sweat, offensive line, because I'm still not convinced that they have exactly what they need of the offensive line yet, despite the movement here in the offseason. Those are three names, but am I sure that you've solidified your offensive line? Like what you have in the depth chart now, is that it?
Well, that's why I said to you, but much as I would love to get Marvin Harrison, I think it'd be cool as hell if we went, what? We just traded up and got this shiny toy for Caleb? If you can make a move to get the best left tackle in the draft, whoever that is, maybe they don't like Joel. I don't know. I'm not privy to their board. But whoever that is, I still remember when the 85 Bears were built by the late Jim Finks. He just kept drafting offensive linemen. Remember this. Ted Albrecht, to Dennis Lick, to Keith Van Horn, to Jimbo Covert. And just kept throwing resources at it. And they built. And then he got Thayer, who went to the USFL first. And then he grabbed Jay Hilgenberg and Mark Bortz. And you're like, wow. All of a sudden.
Built a line.
A line yeah. That blocked for Walter and for McMahon, and they won. So, we'll see.
What's the nightmare scenario? Because the dream scenario for me is for the Bears to get Caleb Williams and then get one of these wide receivers. If you're going to stay at nine, if you're not getting more picks, and we're going to address that with Ryan Poles in a moment. If you're not going to get more picks, then I'd like for them to get a wide receiver or make sure that offensive line is solidified.
Nightmare scenario would be if he called Snorling today and asked him to sit in the draft room with him and give him advice, because we'd be picking like 46, but we'd have
hold on
11 sixth-round picks.
Hold on a moment. Your partner just said he would like to trade down and get more picks.
Yeah.
I've been
Why
saying
am
weeks?
I the only one getting a shot? What's going on here?
Because I think Hoodie would trade down like three spots. You would trade, okay, you could have my ninth pick. Give me 32, 64, 79, 128, and 56.
I would not go outside of the top 20.
Okay, Shay, before we get there, first of all, I don't know why you're throwing me under the bus. I don't know what that's all about.
I'm not throwing you under the bus at all.
Hold on a second.
I'm throwing him under the bus.
Let me finish if you don't mind. I'm not Cap, so you're going to let me finish. What I'm saying is that I would like for the Bears to get a few more picks than four. I've been saying that for weeks now. I'd like to have for them to have more than four picks. And if they can't, then stick what you got at nine and get some quality.
But
that's all I've been saying.
How about Poles saying yesterday we could have more or we could have less? When I heard less, I'm like, less! Let's go! Means he's trying to get quality.
I understand. That's just a choice for me, Shay. That's all I'm saying.
No, but Hoodie, I'm not throwing you under the bus at all. My point is, you say I would like to acquire more draft picks.
Yes.
Cap says nothing. I say I would like to acquire more draft picks. Cap's got a huge problem. I'm AK.
Pretty much.
What's the difference? What, Hoodie and I are on the same page here. I'm the only one that's AK?
Damn.
Hoodie would not go back as far as you would.
I wouldn't go out of the top 20. You've got me trading to 32.
Yeah, I wouldn't go.
You've just created a hypothetical thing that I've never said, and you've made it a big sticking point to be angry about. That's
what's happening. I would not go below 15 at the max, and I would prefer to stay where I'm at.
Hey, guys.
We have to make changes to fix things.
You get out of there, AK.
I'm just saying.
No one asked him to stick his beak in this conversation.
He's correct, though.
Yes, AK is correct.
If AK was running the Bears, you know what would happen.
Yes.
Justin would have gotten a like $400 million extension, and it'd be an albatross, and we watch Caleb Williams winning Super Bowl somewhere else.
We have an AK sympathizer. We have Jay Moore, who is supporting AK because AK is right.
I'm supporting the statement.
He is supporting AK in his statement. Yes. That's exactly right. Westsiders stick together. 312-332-3776 is our telephone number. Steve at Jefferson Park had a nightmare about the draft, and Steve joins us here on Cap and J-Hood. Steve, good morning.
What's up, Stevie?
Hi. Good morning, guys. I love the content all over. Wanted to share my nightmare with you. I had a nightmare. It woke me up, chills, cold sweats. I was yelling. I had a dream that the Bears traded the number one pick for Kyler Murray, 104, the Cardinals' second round pick, and like a 2026, 2027 pick. Can't remember that far. I woke up. I was pissed. I want Caleb Williams bad.
Yeah, you're getting him. That's a done deal, buddy.
Steve, that's something. You woke up mad over a dream. Yeah. You got pissed. I love that.
It happens a lot. It happens more than I'd like to share.
Hopefully these will be good dreams for you moving forward.
Yes.
And not nightmares.
Yeah.
This is done. Done deal.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. All right, guys. Take care. Love the content.
Appreciate you. Cap, you know, if that ever happened, I think I'd have to hang it up.
Oh, God.
If Kyler Murray was in a Bears uniform, I think that'll be all. Could you imagine? I mean, what he just laid out there.
Oh, my God.
Cap, I would hit the roof.
Hit the roof. That would make me puke.
Kyler Murray in a Bears uniform? Absolutely not.
Ugh.
There's just certain players, Cap, that you watch and you say, good for them, but never on my team.
Agreed.
You know, just like you admire them at the 325 game. Oh, look, the Cardinals are losing again. Hey, look, Kyler Murray's down 17 again. Oh, he's running out of bounds. I couldn't do it.
My hand was sore. I was playing Guitar Hero or whatever it was he was playing.
312-332-3776 is our telephone number. Your dream pick and your nightmare pick in tomorrow's draft. And don't forget, Shay's going to have his mock draft. Now, he had a mock draft yesterday, but he has some changes here, some scenarios when it comes to the Chicago Bears draft with the first and ninth pick. So we'll have that coming up at 8:18. It's the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show.
Here's today's headlines with Cap'n Jay Hood.
All right, we've got a little bit more news, Bears related.
What's that in?
Related.
What was that?
All right.
I don't remember you doing that at GN. I don't think it was that.
It's a more relaxed format here that Danny has put out there.
All right.
Make sure the bucket gets filled with content, baby. Uh-huh. Here we go. The Adam Schefter Twitter account with Bears-related nuggets has been busy this morning.
Let's go, man.
First, assistant GM Ian Cunningham, the right-hand man to Ryan Poles, got a contract extension yesterday. He still will be one of the top candidates in the GM hiring process next offseason. This is their way of taking care of their guy. Now this nugget from Adam Schefter.
Uh-huh.
League sources do not expect the Steelers to pick up the $25 million fifth-year option on quarterback Justin Fields, whom the team acquired last month for a conditional 2025 sixth-round pick. So he will be entering the last year of his contract and will be a free agent at the end of the 24 season.
I don't understand that, Cap. I thought he'd be a forever Steeler. Apparently not.
Apparently not. He better play well this year, or he'll be out on the market for anybody to sign.
They're already unimpressed. Go ahead.
They weren't going to pay a backup $25
million. No.
Now, you would have thought if they thought, you know what, we can get something right there, you do a Jordan Love type deal, a two-year extension at lowered money. Maybe that's coming. Maybe it's not. Houston had a problem last night. Cubbies beat the Stros at Wrigley 7-2 behind two bombs from Mike Tauchman. A laser beam two-run home run from Cody Bellinger, but Bellinger had to leave the game with tightness in his back after rattling into the vines, and they dropped the Astros to 10 games under 500 for the first time since 2016. Cubs improved to 14-9. Jordan Wicks, his first quality start of the season, allowed two runs in six innings. Cubs and Astros again tonight at Wrigley at 6:40. The White Sox keep finding ways to lose games. With a 5-2 lead in the bottom of the eighth, Trevor Larnach hit a two-run bomb off Michael Kopech. Why are you using your closer in the eighth and your setup guy in the ninth, Pedro Grifol? And then Byron Buxton, a game-tying bomb leading off the bottom of the ninth to make it 5-5. And Alexei Kirilov, RBI single off Steven Wilson, walks it off. White Sox fall to 3-20 with the loss. Game three of their four-game series in Minneapolis tonight at 6:40 on ESPN 1000. And the Bears will announce their plans for a $4.6 billion stadium on the lakefront at noon today in a press conference. The Tribune reporting this morning that per the plan, half of $4.6 billion, a lot, will come from taxpayers. Jay Moore.
Cap and Jay Hood are back.
Appreciate you guys. I listen to you streaming on the ESPN 1000 app.
Chicago's home for sports. ESPN Chicago.
Jay Moore playing you off the stage. That's what just happened there.
No, we ran out.
Update music ran out.
It ran out.
This is tough. Here comes the cane.
That's it.
Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Still to come, we'll have Tom Waddle. That'll be in an hour from now for Waddle Wednesday. Also, CBS's Charles Davis, color analyst for the NFL, will be with us coming up at 9 o'clock.
You're looking forward to it. I'm a big CD fan. He is really, really good, and we'll get his thoughts on what's going to happen with our Bears.
Your dream scenario, your nightmare scenario for tomorrow's draft. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Joe in Hinsdale on Cap and Jay Hood. Joe, good morning.
Hey, thanks, guys, for being here.
Sure.
You know,
we were scheduled.
Adam Schefter had a piece out today that really got me thinking about this. So my dream scenario is an offensive lineman. Alt won't be there, but maybe you do move down, like Jay Hood said, maybe move from 9 to 12, grab a tackle from Penn State or Oregon State, pick up an extra pick there. The nightmare pick for me really is Odunze, and here's why. Go back to that Schefter pick, and, you know, wide receivers have the least chance of being kind of successful in getting a second contract from the team that drafted them. So unless the Bears are really going to come up the board, staying at 9 and getting a wide receiver is the nightmare scenario. And it got me thinking actually about the Cubs of all things. You think about how Theo and Jed built the Cubs back in 2013, 2014. They stayed away from pitchers. Pitchers were the most risky thing. They went into the trade and they got, you know, John Lester, Chapman, Wade Davis, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what Poles is doing. Poles traded for DJ Moore. He traded for Keenan Allen. He even, you know, unfortunately wasted a pick on Claypool. I just don't see him drafting a receiver at 9. He's either coming up or maybe he's going to stand pat, grab a tackle, maybe an edge, or move slightly back, but not a receiver at 9.
Okay.
I appreciate it, Joe. Yep. Interesting thoughts there.
So to my thought, Cap, about having four picks in the draft, and for those that missed it, Cap made the salient point that, hey, look at the offseason for the Bears. They're better than draft picks because they're veteran players. Now, they may not all pan out, but just think about how Ryan Poles looked at the depth chart and said, I got to fill a spot here. I got to fill a spot there. I got to upgrade here, upgrade there. That's exactly what he did. Running back, wide receiver, tight end, offensive line, free safety. He did that. So Poles was asked about the strength of the roster and only having four picks.
Yeah. Things shift and change as you go along. It's going to be hard to make this team now. It's going to be really hard to make this team. That doesn't mean you don't want more shots later. We'll always welcome a lot of picks, but it doesn't force you to panic about the situation we're in right now with how many picks we have. So it fits our roster, but it also fits kind of like we just talked about, the current status of this draft, and then moving forward, next year looks like as well.
It's hard to make this team. That's a strong comment coming off a 7-win ball club.
Right. It's going to be hard to make this team. That's A.
Mm-hmm.
But B, when he said might have more picks, we might have less picks. Now, a guy like Arturas in there producing the show.
Oh, would you get off of him, for God?
That will drive him nuts they go, we have a trade. Chicago has moved heaven and earth to get up to get whoever it is. I just want great players. Great players are difference makers. That's what wins you football games. Got to have depth. I get it. The depth's gotten a lot better. But you've got to have difference makers. And if he has identified that that guy's a difference maker, then go freaking get him. Because you traded a fifth-round pick for Ryan Bates. Oh, my God. We let our fifth-round pick go. You're hoping your fifth-round pick can be as good as Ryan Bates is at age 27.
Sure. Sure.
I'm cool with that. Oh, we gave up our fourth-round pick. We got Keenan Allen. And we're trying to win now, not in 3 years. So,
you know what's worse than missing in the draft? Being so, so conservative that you miss.
Exactly.
Those, you'd rather take a swing. Like the Chase Claypool. Okay, that's part of the resume for Ryan Poles. But it's so behind me right now. You tried something to try to give a reclamation project another opportunity.
Correct.
And it didn't work.
Correct. Okay.
It didn't cripple the franchise.
No. You took a shot. And what I liked is, unlike a lot of executives we've seen in this town, he admitted his mistake, he released him, and he moved on. Or he traded him for whatever, a 7. Get out. Done. You're bad for our culture. Get out.
oh my God, we traded heaven and earth for this guy that was supposed to be our number one wide receiver and it didn't work. It's a reclamation. He tried something. He's like, all right, Justin, here's someone else. He's trying to prove himself. You're trying to prove yourself. Work together. And Claypool wanted to do his own thing.
Correct.
Just,
good luck.
Yeah, that's all.
Enjoy the Canadian League.
Now what happens, Cap? Now what happens?
I think that's where he's going, isn't it?
Might be an arena guy.
I don't think anyone has signed Chase Claypool, have they?
Oh.
Is he in the UFL, whatever it's called now?
Oh, it could be.
Catching passes from A.J. McCarron.
That, you know what? That could be.
I
UFL.
Don't know. Let me look him up. I think Claypool, last I heard, he was looking at a deal in Canada.
Dang.
Yeah.
By the way, I have a
Henry Burris is still quarterbacking up there, I hear.
All right. That's enough. It's not true. 312-332.
Claypool.
ESPN.
Is a free agent, hasn't gone unsigned.
But you can prove yourself in the UFL.
There you
Every
go.
Weekend, kid.
There you go, kid.
More of your phone calls ahead of the Bears draft tomorrow. 312-332-3776. Don't forget Shot or No Shot. And Around the NFL at 8:18. All part of the mix on the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show.
Cap and J-Hood are back.
Oh, Cap. J-Hood, big fan, man.
Bop, 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 bop. Watch out, fellas.
On Chicago's home for sports. ESPN Chicago.
Captain Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Talking to you about the Bears draft. 312-332-3776 is our telephone number. To the phone lines we go.
By the way, I have some odds here from Vegas odds makers.
Yes.
Primary color of Caleb Williams' nail polish. The favorite color, plus 150. So you bet 100 to get a profit back of 150. Black. Orange is 2-1. White is 5-1. Pink is 6-1. Blue is 7-1. And green is 10-1.
Brother.
You know, orange is not one of the choices, huh?
Yeah, orange.
Orange. I'm taking
orange is the second choice, 2-1.
I'm taking orange to go with the blue suit.
That could be. Yeah. Or does he not have anything on? Like clear or something?
I would say if I'm going to choose a color, it'd be orange to go with the color of the suit.
Yeah. I think he's going with the clear.
I think he's going with the clear, too.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say he's not going to have any, so no ticket there. Will the number one overall pick cry when he's introduced?
He will not.
No.
Plus 700, 7-1 that he will. Minus 2,000, lay 100. No, lay 2,000 to win 100. No, I don't think he cries. Who will smile first? Nick Saban, the favorite at minus 150, or Bill Belichick, plus 110?
It'll be Bill.
Oh, yeah, it'll definitely be Bill. Did you see Bill on McAfee last week? They intro'd him, and he was ear to ear.
Dude, that was a really good interview. Like, where's that guy been?
On the misery scale, actually, Saban's more miserable. No one really knows that.
Because I don't think he wanted to retire.
Because Bill, away from the Patriots, is affable and a chatterbox. And will talk to you till your face falls off about the history of the league. He's a furnace of football information.
He is. So there's a ton of them. We'll go through some more of these later. Let's go to our calls.
Brian in Beverly, and I'm jealous, on ESPN 1000. Hey, Brian, good morning.
Brian, what's up, kid?
Hey, good morning, fellas. I almost hung up on you. I just got to work.
What's up, man?
Hey. So, you know, I don't fact check anything that I say. All right? I'm just throwing that out there. But why not, at the ninth pick, pick up another tight end, Brock Bowers?
Yeah, we were talking about him earlier. I mean, Brock Bowers is a unicorn. He is. They don't make
that. He definitely is. If you look at all the recent quarterbacks, great quarterbacks, they all had a great tight end to throw to. Why not have two of them?
You've already got Gerald Everett, you signed as a free agent, and Cole Kmet.
Sure. And Brock Bowers. I don't know how much tire tread is on Gerald Everett, but then I got Brock Bowers coming in, and then maybe you can use one of them as a trade bait. Gerald Everett, maybe.
Well,
I'm not sure, but let's act like the government here. Why not have two?
All right, Brian. We appreciate the telephone call. To what? 312-332-ESPN is our telephone number.
Look, he's a wildly talented kid. I'll be surprised if that's the direction they go.
Sure, but the point is, and I guess I have to say it again. Hello. That Brock Bowers, if you any team that gets Brock Bowers, you're getting a receiver more so than the tight end.
Correct.
You could slot him in the tight end depth chart. You can do that. But he's going to play like a wide receiver. Every team has their setup, what they want to do offensively. But if you want him to be this blocky, strong tight end, that's not who he is right now. He's a receiver.
Correct.
And can make guys miss.
He's like Greg Olsen.
Pretty much. Yeah, a lot of ways.
Yeah.
But soft hands like a receiver.
Correct.
That's what you're getting.
That's correct.
If you want to be able to have a two tight end set and do different things with Bowers and Kmet or Bowers or whomever, it'll work.
Agreed.
He's that good, Cap. He could start for you yesterday. We go to Brian in Lake Geneva on Cap and Jay Hood. Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks.
My nightmare in the draft would be the Peter Schrager mock draft, if you guys have seen it.
Yeah.
He's got the freaking Colts trading up with us at 9 with Malik Nabers on the board, if you can believe it. No way the Bears would do it. But if they would, I'd be pulling my hair out. My dream scenario would be them taking Nabers at 9. Just want to see what you guys think of that. Thanks for taking my call.
I've been saying for 3 months, Poles loves Malik Nabers. Loves him.
Sure.
I just don't think he's there at 9. I
Windy
don't.
Ninth pick.
Biloxi, Mississippi, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. Here's Jay on Cap and Jay Hood. Hey, Jay.
Good morning, fellas.
Morning.
So my dream would be at 9 to trade up, get Nabers first, Marvin Harrison Jr. Mm-hmm. My absolute fear is trade back with Washington, get a haul of picks, and we take Drake May.
No. Listen to me. The Caleb thing is done. That's done.
Yes, the nightmare is that Caleb Williams would be traded to some other team, and that's not happening.
No, all you do is watch Ryan Poles, and he's laughing. Yeah, sorry, you're going to have to wait till Thursday. And start laughing. And then told you all about the dinner and everything else.
Jay and Biloxi, we appreciate your telephone call. We move to Shot or No Shot. That's in 2 minutes on Chicago's Home for Sports.